Live from Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights.
With tonight's guest, award-winning speaker and author, Peggy O'Neill.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
And musical guest, the Enlightenment Music Trio. I am Mark Leger, and now your host, the MC, the Master of Change, Filippo Voltaggio.
I have so been looking forward to this show for many reasons, actually. First of all, I love doing our show. I love seeing everybody that's a part of it. Secondly, because we have some friends in the studio, and it feels like after every show we have new friends, but this is friends coming in. I've had the pleasure of interviewing our guests before, and you have all had the pleasure of hearing Marina Manoukian and with different people, and this time we've got a couple other new people. So just so much to look forward to. And this conversation, overcoming inner smallness. I had a client once that was telling me that they were stuck and that they needed help and all of this. And so as I was working with this client, I learned that they were really good at something. They were really good at something, like maybe one of the best, or it was something that was inarguably they were really good at. So I was curious, and I kind of got the feeling that they had a hard time accepting how good they were. They had a hard time acknowledging themselves, that he had a hard time loving himself. So I asked him a question about this skill that he did and this work that he did, and he avoided the question. And then I came back and asked the question in a different way a little later during our session. And this time he answered the question, but kind of didn't answer the question. And so then I think the third or fourth time, I finally just said, are you good at this? And I said what it was. And he said, well, I don't understand the question. And I said, well, it's simple. It's a yes or no. Are you good at this? And he said, well, I don't understand why you would ask me, because basically what I've been saying says that I'm not bad at this. And I said, oh, okay, so you're not bad at this, but are you good at this? And he got upset, like, you're a smart guy. You could figure it out. And I said, it's not that I need to figure it out. It's that you need to figure it out. So are you good at this? And he said, why do you keep asking me that? But I said, why do you not answer the question? And he wouldn't at that point. And then it took work for us to work together until he was finally able to. What he was not able to do is accept that he was good. To say, yes, I'm good at this. There's boasting, but there's also acknowledging and understanding. And he couldn't acknowledge himself. And I couldn't help but think about that particular session, which ended beautifully, by the way, and overcoming inner smallness. In this case, he was great inside, or he had something great, but he kept portraying it as small. So no wonder the world was treating him as small, even in the area where he was big in. So our guest helps us overcome inner smallness with her books, with her stories, with her speaking engagements, her one-on-ones. And so she's going to be talking about that. And she comes from it from a very special place. And you might already know, you might find out when we come back with our guest, Peggy O'Neill. And a little later on, the Enlightenment Music Trio, all on the Life Changes Show after this.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sierra Campbell, and Alan Roderick Jones, on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and we have a really big show tonight.
Such a big show. Such a big topic, you know, thinking of your story and how often you hear somebody who's just done something really good that you just gave them a compliment and they're like, oh no.
Oh yes.
Oh no,
right?
I'm not.
Wow.
Oh, not really.
Yeah.
You know, and yet we're
and then you feel bad.
And then you kind of feel bad, but then you also realize that you're juggling or going back and forth between being humble, right? You're taught to be humble. So mm-hmm. there's this kind of fake humility when it's actually mm-hmm. fake confidence.
Right.
And what a great show tonight.
Right. Yes. Yes. I love this topic already. And I have to say, because it's said by somebody that we all here know and love at the Life Changes Show, this is the quote, Peggy O'Neill is the messenger and the message. She exemplifies walking tall. And that was said by FedEx co-founder and our friend, dearly departed, Frank McGuire. So Peggy is also an award-winning keynote speaker and an author. And for over 13 years, she has inspired powerful positive change in corporate and women's groups across the U.S. with her unforgettable, dynamic, and humorous keynote speeches and trainings. Welcome, Peggy O'Neill, to the Life Changes Show.
Thank you, Filippo. I'm so happy to be here. What a great time to be here.
It is. It's, yeah. And your message is ever so important. And I was thinking about that actually for the past couple of days when I saw in your demo reel that you had our interview together.
Yes, which was, I know.
That
right?
was so sweet. And that was a great time. And I thought, well, the message in a way hasn't changed because it's the same message, but the message has grown.
Yeah, well, as I grow, the message grows.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, actually, let's talk about growth because
yes.
we're talking about overcoming inner smallness. And what Frank McGuire says, Peggy O'Neill is the messenger and the message. Tell us what he meant by that.
He means that I walk my talk. He means that I'm a person of integrity. He means that I've embodied what I embody my message and I'm able to exemplify it through my expression of myself and my interaction with others.
And in your life, yes.
Yes.
And
so it's a very high compliment. That
oh, absolutely.
Me. Very high compliment. But I think we should take a moment to talk about growth and size for a minute because it's a radio show
right.
and people might not know. Do you want to talk about that?
No, you talk about
okay.
that.
Okay. Well, people might not know that I'm actually a little person, mm-hmm. which means I'm 3.5 feet tall. I'm 3 feet 8 inches tall, as a matter of fact. And so I may... It's interesting to talk about growth because I stopped growing at a very young age mm. as a young person. But what I found out is that life can be quite a different experience when you focus on the process of growth within. Mm. And when you allow yourself to, and this is what the difference between inner smallness and inner bigness. Mm. Inner smallness is when you get trapped by the challenges of life, when you get trapped by your critical voice, when you get trapped by a lack of confidence or allowing yourself to be great. And you make yourself small for one reason or another, to be safe, to protect, to not outshine, to continue a connection with some person in the past that you may have threatened some kind of psychological thing. Or you can let yourself just go through your life experiences and learn what you can learn and then expand and grow and embody that change, that transformation. And that's why we're a good fit because you talk about life change and I talk about inner bigness and it only happens through the process of meeting your challenges in life and overcoming them and then taking what you've, the gift that you've gotten from that challenge and actually expressing the gift that you have inside of you. Because every challenge brings a gift. Every challenge brings a lesson. Every challenge helps us to grow into bigger, better people.
You know, I've actually been to your home. Talk about challenges. I forgot all about this. But your home had been retrofit to work for you. And things that people think every day, that we do without thinking.
Right.
Your home had to be made differently so that you could actually live.
Yeah. Well, in the home, I rent a house now, so I use a lot of stools in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
And my freezer is on the bottom, which is kind of a bummer. So every time I go to the fridge, I've got to get up on the stool. So, you know, I don't have to go to the gym and do the step-up class oh. because I get to do it every time
oh.
I go to Mega Meal.
Thank you. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're laughing about it. I didn't know you weren't in that.
Well,
in
you
that
know, we all need
moment.
More exercise. So any chance to get more
goes.
Exercise, I think it's a great idea. idea.
There she
and
goes.
And I love to, I dream to have my own home again where I have a custom-made kitchen and my closets are all fit for, my closet I have now is fit for me. Yeah, so when I move into a new place, I have to go through a series of actions to accommodate my height. The washer and dryer, if they're stacked, they need to be brought down. The closets usually have to be some kind of finagling. And then the kitchen, of course. I usually like to have one high sink and one low sink so that I don't have to do all the dishes. Because I'm a really good cook and I like to cook, so yeah.
So the person who's taller can use the high sink and do all the dishes. They have no excuses.
Yes, because most people who come visit my home are average sized people.
So let's talk about that, because I know you did a lot of work and you had some major transformation before you came to your understanding of your mission and the way you're thinking now. But as a child, I don't know whether you had that benefit or not, because your parents
are average size.
Average size.
Yes, we don't say normal; we say average size.
Okay.
And
you taught me little people. I didn't know that.
Yes.
Back when.
Yes.
Okay.
So little people are person of short stature.
Okay.
Little person, little people, people of short stature. Those are the PC terms. The not PC terms are midget and dwarf. Mm-hmm. We do use those terms when we're talking about medical conditions, which I don't know if I'll get into tonight because that's a whole rabbit hole. But most people are curious if my parents are average size or not, and they are average size. My parents each carry a gene, recessive gene, for dwarfism. So the chances of having it are 1 in 1,000. My mother's chances of having 1 in 1,000 times my father's 1 in 1,000 means that their chances of coming together were 1 in 1,000,000.
Mm.
Once they're together, they have...
You're 1 in 1,000,000.
Going to say that!
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but their chances of coming together were 1 in 1,000,000, but once they were together, they had 25% chance of having a short stature child, just like brown-eyed parents have a 25% chance. If they have the recessive gene,
right,
they'll have a 25% chance of having a blue-eyed child. And
wow.
So I was just going to say, anybody who's a little bored tonight with their conversation, you can tell your conversing partner that you listened to somebody today who was literally 1 in 1,000,000.
You are 1 in 1,000,000.
Absolutely.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And so you went to school.
Yes.
And like all of
mainstream.
Us. And then what was that like?
It was, the school part was good because I was smart. Though that helped a lot. And the social part was difficult, fine with people who knew me and difficult with people who didn't know me, and really difficult when I was in a situation where there were kids who didn't know me and there were no adults. Like school buses would go by if I was walking alone on the street. The kids would jump up and yell, midget, 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 out the window. And there was a lot of name calling. And I didn't really get physically bullied that much, but I did get a lot of name calling. And the energy, and I tend to be a sensitive. I mean, I've learned over time that I'm a sensitive person.
Yeah.
And anybody's sensitive when you're getting hate messages. And it's not just... It's not so much what people say or what they do. It's where it comes from. And if it comes from a place of I'm better than you, or I wanna crush you, or I want to put you down, I want to somehow be on top, then that's where it really hurts emotionally. And in the long run, it just beats yourself. It beat my self-esteem down. And I became very, very small during the early part of my life, and I didn't have a lot of resources. It's not like now where there's like all these support groups and all these therapists every place you turn.
Yeah.
And I had to sort of deal with it by myself. My parents didn't have any resources. And when I was in my mid-30s, I became suicidal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and oh gosh. Okay, so there's transformation that happened on top of that afterwards. So we'll get to all that when we come back. But she went on to write a book, Walking Tall, Overcoming Inner Smallness No Matter What Size You Are. And I know that she's been talking on that subject for years now, along with the book's been out successfully. So we'll get to talk more with Peggy O'Neill when we come back. And in a little bit, we'll have in the Enlightenment Music Series Trio performing for us here all on the Life Changes Show when we come back after this.
listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Dan Millman, The Green Children, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark and, of course, our guest, Peggy O'Neill. And you can learn more about Peggy at PeggySpeaks.com. That's PeggySpeaks.com. And one of the things that we haven't talked about, and I hope we have time to talk about before the end of the show, is she's going to be on a reality TV show called Awakening Giants, and that's coming up this winter. But before we get into that, last you left us, Peggy, on a cliffhanger.
Yes.
You were suicidal.
Yes. So it was sort of the continued, they say that trauma happens sometimes by severe impact and sometimes by a repeated impact. And mine certainly was through the repetition of the teasing and the humiliation and all of that. And then also,
well, life being hard itself, I imagine, just getting through the day.
Yeah, and then there's the frustration of not being able to reach this, that, and the other thing,
right.
And you can't run as fast, and you can't do sports as well. And I was a competitive ice skater, though, with average size kids, and I did quite well, and I won some competitions, and that was a great, great boon for my heart, for my self-esteem.
I didn't know that.
For
okay.
My identity. It was really great. So, and then when I got to high school, the difficulty started coming around the dating thing, and I had very great social skills, and I had got a lot of guy friends, and it was sort of the just friends syndrome. So that was really hard for me because the certain people I had a really nice connection with, I wanted more. They didn't, and, you know, my heart just was, I didn't understand. Why? It didn't compute to me. So it was, I kept setting myself up sort of, and over time I've learned that certain people have, I mean, now I don't expect what I expected when I was a young person. So that's a good lesson. Yeah. So I expected that things would go the same way they went for my friends. And now I've learned that it's not like that. Anyway.
Did you also see that some of the things didn't end up going so well for your friends too?
I did see, and I saw that I saved myself a lot of grief.
Sorry, I saved myself
a couple marriages, a couple divorces.
So it wasn't so bad.
A couple of bad mother-in-laws. Right?
Okay. All right. Sorry. Go back.
That's okay. So this has kept happening over and over.
Yeah.
And then I had another big event when I finished. I went to Art Center College of Design in Pasadena, which, as you guys might know, is the primo commercial arts school in the country.
Yeah.
And hard to get in, harder to stay in. I worked my way, toughed it out. It was really hard. I was a photographer. I had all this big, heavy equipment, studios, moving my 4x5 camera around, the kind with the bellows and the cloth over your head, big tripod, all this stuff. And I'm like huffing and puffing through every single day. And a month before my graduation, the dean calls me in and tells me nobody's going to hire me because I'm a little person.
Wow.
Okay, so I've worked my entire life to get to my college graduation in 1 month before all the wind got blown up. Like, the balloon just completely got popped.
Wow.
And I moved to Hawaii and dropped out, and I had a couple of failed relationships there. And then I just wake up in the morning, and instead of, like, going outside and picking papayas and avocados and going to the beach and body surfing, I'd lay in my bed and cry and just be like, it's too painful. I can't do this anymore. I cannot do this anymore. My heart just can't handle it one more day. And I think about different ways to kill myself. And then I said a prayer, and I didn't even pray back then. And I just said, okay, God, send help. Please send help. And about 2 weeks later, a friend showed up with a book called Diamond Heart. And the Diamond Heart, and there was a workshop happening in, I was living in Kona, there was a workshop happening in Maui. I went with him there, and I had two experiences that literally blew my mind. I had experiences outside of three-dimensional reality, no drugs, just like pure being, unbounded space in every cell of my body, and my teacher said, that's who you are, and I knew that that was the truth.
Mm.
And it was like my moment of wake up.
Mm.
A few years later, the struggle still.
Mm.
And a few years later, I'm in the Fisher-Hoffman process, which is a class that was associated with that particular work school. And we're hitting pillows and doing some cathartic therapy.
Mm.
And about three sessions of 45 minutes, I laid back and I'm yelling, I hate you, and, you know, doing, let's let in it out.
Yeah.
Just like,
sounds
really.
Sounds like Elizabeth Kubler-Ross or something.
Yeah, like, yeah. Really far out. Like, it was, you know, it seems weird, but when you get into it, it's such a relief to just let it out. And I got to scream at all those kids who teased me, and I got to yell at all those guys who broke my heart and all that stuff. So I was laying on the pillows, and inside, I closed my eyes, and inside my heart, I saw something that changed my life. And it was a diamond. And it wasn't like a diamond you wear on your finger. It was like bigger than my whole body.
Mm.
And light was streaming out in every direction. It was glistening in rainbow colors. And in that moment, I knew that this was some part of myself that had been hidden. It had always been there, but I couldn't see it.
Mm.
And that this was like my deeper self, my transcendental self or something. And that it had this quality of beauty and preciousness and value.
Wow.
And it was like what I needed. It was like what I needed arose inside of me and gave me a new identity, which is that I am beautiful and perfect just as I am. Of course, I'm a little person. My fingers are pudgy. People are going to stare at me. You know, I make mistakes. I'm not the smartest person in the world about everything. I screw up in these things. But fundamentally, I am this amazing goodness. And that just changed
amazing.
My whole trajectory. Changed my whole trajectory. And then I started, I met my husband about maybe within a year of that, and I fell in love, and we had a mutual romance that was like just totally, my heart just like soared. It was so wonderful. And then from that support, I started speaking, and I started writing books, and now I'm teaching women in businesses about how to be empowered, I have a free thing on my website. If you go there, if you want it, peggyspeaks.com. It's called 6 Steps to Being Heard Above a Room Full of Men. And it's how to speak in a way that people will listen to you and that you can be honored and respected. And that's really important to, especially when you're in a situation where there's a bias against you.
Mm.
And this is something I know a little bit about.
You know a lot about, actually.
And I was a teasing.
Why?
She's one step ahead of you, Filippo. You're going to have to figure that out.
you know, actually, she is. As a matter of fact, talk about the beautiful being that you are and your bigness in so many ways. Actually, we were in the other studio just moments ago before the show started, and I picked up my bag and I picked up my water bottle, and my bag came off my shoulder and I dropped my water bottle. So I went to put my bag on my shoulder, and Peggy jumps out of her chair and runs to pick up my water bottle and hands it to me. And how many of us do that for each other? And it's easier for us to do that. And Peggy had to take a moment to get up on the chair to begin with. And now she got off for me to pick up my water bottle. And what a beautiful gesture.
Thank you. And here's my comment about that. It's easy to extend those kinds of kindnesses to people. The more challenging and more powerful kindnesses is when you're big on the inside, when you're bigger than your problems. I have a problem I couldn't change, and I had to overcome it. I had to see myself as something. I had to be greater than my issue. I had to be greater than my problem. And a lot of people have problems that they can change, like illness or money or weight. But my problem, I couldn't change. And I thought everything would get better if I became an average-sized person. But I found out that what needed to change was my mindset. So instead of telling myself I wasn't good enough, I started saying, I have 4 tips for mindset. Can I tell those?
Sure.
Yeah. So first thing is to silence your critical voice. And then when you need it, you can use one of the bullets for, not bullets, the love potions for mindset of inner greatness and inner bigness. The first one is, I'm awesome. More like, I'm awesome! The second one is, I'm the greatest! Third one is, life loves me. And the fourth one is the 4 most powerful words in the English language. I can do it. I can be happy.
Wow. Thank you for sharing those. And actually, you have more free gifts that you share. So to get those free gifts are 6 steps to being heard above a room full of men. But then again, if you do that I Am Awesome thing in the voice that you just did, I think everybody would turn around and listen.
You'd definitely be heard, for
well,
sure.
Well, some of those things you want to do in the bathroom, you know, and you can do the power pose with your hands up or your hands on your hip when you do them. So that always helps, too.
You can get those 6 steps at Peggy Speaks. And Peggy is P-E-G-G-Y speaks.com.
Yep.
And then your books are there, Walking Tall, Overcoming Inner Smallness, No Matter What Size You Are. You actually did a children's book.
I did. It's a really great book. It's like a Cadillac book. It's hard.
It's awesome.
It's really awesome. It's big. It's hardback. It's full of beautiful illustration. It's about a girl who has a square head and she gets teased. And she's in the forest crying one day, and the water talks to her and tells her if she looks in the water at her reflection, to see what happens, and she does, and she sees a diamond in her heart. This is my story made into a fairy tale.
Oh,
and as
beautiful.
She goes through, in the next couple of days, she gets 3 gifts, and the gifts are courage, confidence, and compassion.
Oh.
And it's all because she learns to see her true identity, to see that who she really is this beautiful diamond of a person and not some kind of broken
situation. You know, I know a lot of people with square heads, not on the outside.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I chose something. Yeah. And then can I tell my 3rd book?
Absolutely.
My newest book. I wrote it last summer. It's a mini book. It's called Happy Workers. And the subtitle is Embracing Diversity, Optimizing Performance. And that is what I do in corporations when I go to, it's sort of the ideas that I convey when I go to speak in corporations about helping them to create a culture of inclusion and respect. And my whole idea there is when people are happy when their needs are met, and if you meet people's social needs, then they're happy. And when you're happy, you do good work. So just create an environment where there's inclusion and respect, people's social needs will get met, and they'll perform to their highest degree.
Peggy, I'm happy you're here.
Thank you.
So
I'm happy.
Am I.
Thank you for
having You're magic.
Thank you for being here. Well, when we come back, can we talk about the reality show?
Yeah, that'd be great.
What are you two doing? Flirting over there? What's going on?
Yes.
I'm trying to get her attention, and she's like...
He's not even talking.
Oh, okay.
I'm here to listen.
I'm seeing what's going on. Okay, Can we come back? Can we talk about the reality show?
Yeah, that'd be
okay,
great.
Okay, okay. Look forward to that. And some more with Peggy O'Neill and Mark when we come back. And then a little later on, we're going to have our Ask Dorothy segment with our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue. And then live music here in the studio, continuing our month of cellos with a cello, violin, and a viola, the Enlightenment Music Trio. All on the Life Changers Show when we come back after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, recorded live from Studio NoHo. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Barbara Morrison, and Kyle Cease at our archive on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back, and I'm here with Mark and our guest Peggy O'Neill on this really big show, and we got a few
really
more
big.
Minutes. Really big, really big, and it's awesome! And we're doing an awesome job. Mark, I was going to say, we have Aggie Coburn to thank for introducing us many years ago to Peggy.
Yay, Aggie.
We miss you.
And you said you're going to share something.
I will share it.
Okay.
No, I just wanted to mention, because we've talked about your physical presence and obviously all of the wisdom and strength that comes through your words, but your presence, your energetic presence when you walked into the studio tonight was so large and so powerful and so evident of you walking your talk. It was really wonderful.
That's really sweet.
To experience
that. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
And we're going to get to see more of that on a reality TV show, something that actually I think is going to be actually transformational, right?
Yes.
Okay. It's called Awakening Giants.
Yes. And it is a group. This gal had an idea to take 20 transformational leaders to five different places in the globe and put them in situations of challenge and see how and film it and see what they do. And I was invited to a group in San Diego, but, I mean, there have been exotic places like Libya.
San Diego's
like
exotic,
Ecuador,
too.
Like Galapagos Islands. They're going to New Zealand. And I forget the last place. But anyway, the challenges that I encountered were a ropes course.
Oh.
And it was very challenging. If anybody wants to see that on my Vimeo channel, which is vimeo.com/Peggy Speaks, you can see my talk called Take Your Next Step. And you take your next best step. And in there, you'll see slides of me doing the ropes course. And it was, I mean, when I finished it, they gave me the mic and I said, I am awesome! Because I did something that I thought I couldn't do.
Mm.
And I did kept telling myself, I can do it. Mm. And I saw other people overcome their fears, and that inspired me so much.
Mm.
And I really did something I thought I could. I tried once, and I failed, and I went and tried it again, and I got up the pole, and I went across this thing. And, I mean, it takes so much time to explain all the details, but I was like, it blew my mind. And after that, the great thing about that, when you take a risk and you accomplish something, it is fuel for you in every future situation that you have confidence that you can take on that risk. You don't know if you can do it, but if you try really hard, tell yourself you can do it, and you persevere, chances are you are going to do it. So I want to say that this is a huge aspect of overcoming inner smallness, is believing in yourself and knowing that you can do it and listening to your positive self-talk and, of course, silencing your negative and critical self-talk. I mean, that's actually lesson number one in inner bigness. So anyway, we'll hope, maybe I'll come back and do another talk.
I know, I don't want this to end.
When the show, it's not coming out until late winter, and I don't even know, like December or something. I don't even know where or when, but it's going to be really cool. And I also went with wolves. I was up close and personal with wolves. That was really cool. Wow. And I gave a TED Talk. And that's Take Your Next Best Step, which is on my Vimeo channel.
The wolves were at the TED Talk?
They were howling in the back, giving me, yeah. No, they were in a sanctuary at
Peggy,
a wolf place.
Thank you so much. I don't know what took us so long to get together again,
well,
but here we are.
You know what? Everything in its perfect timing, Filippo.
Indeed. Nice. Peggy Speaks. Peggy, P-E-G-G-Y, speaks.com is where you could learn about the reality show and get the books. And then remember the free gift she's giving away, 6 Steps to Being Heard Above a Room Full of Men. Thank you, Peggy, for getting us all to hear your message. Very powerful and very important thing.
Everybody be as big as you can be on the big side. Have in the inside, have a brave heart, have an open mind, and be awesome wherever you go.
You are awesome.
Thank you very much.
Amazing.
And with that, we have a shout out, and then Dorothy will present our Ask Dorothy segment.
We do have a shout out. We want to shine some light on the Enlightenment Music Series. If you check out emusicseries.org, they are a multi-generational expert chamber musicians, principal members of major orchestras, and renowned soloists, Hollywood's finest recording artists. For the past 12 years, they have given numerous concerts at different performance venues, as well as in various schools, nursing homes, churches, and hospitals. And their next event, please check that out. You can visit again emusicseries.org. It's this upcoming Saturday, April 21st at 7:30 p.m. Check out emusicseries.org, Enlightenment Music Series. Dorothy, my name is Doris, and I live in San Francisco. I've had a life filled with many hurtful experiences, and I just can't seem to get over the pain of them. My mother and father treated me horribly, and now I have discovered that my husband has been cheating on me ever since we got together, and it has taken me 15 years to see this truth. I am so angry with him and just don't know what to do. I consulted a psychic, and she said that this is what is called karma, and that I had obviously treated people badly in a previous life. What kind of world is this where one is punished for past life mistakes?
Doris, I believe that each human being writes their whole life story, and that we do so because we are spiritual beings who come to Earth to experience being very human. Human beings have often had a tendency to play out stories that include pain in order for them to become the very best humans possible. Like you, I wrote a very painful story and became very self-destructive by believing that I was a victim, not only of my parents, my bosses, but especially my husband. I now know that I would not be who I have become if I hadn't had to deal with a lot of negativity. I love myself and am grateful for all of what I once saw as harmful and negative events. My experience is that when we are dealing with what some people call karmic debt, we can negate the karma instantly by forgiving ourselves for forgetting that we are the ones who assigned or cast everyone in our stories so that we can fulfill our soul's lessons. Everyone in our life has been chosen by each of us to assist us in becoming the very best that we can be. Once we accept and remember this truth, there is no longer any reason to carry a negative charge against anyone or any situation in our lives. Practicing forgiveness instantly releases us and others from karmic debt. We can simply thank the other person in a meditative state for fulfilling their karmic contract and set each of us free by releasing the debt. In truth, the only person we ever really need to forgive is ourselves for not remembering that we wrote our stories. Once I forgave myself for choosing an unfaithful husband and for not seeing what was obvious to everyone else, I released myself from so much pain. I have discovered through this process that anger can always be released once we realize that we co-created the situations. Holding on to anger can be so harmful to our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. So let's choose to see how every challenging situation is simply a lesson to help us become amazing humans. And let's remember that there is a wonderful gift in every situation, especially in those we have judged as bad.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
Thank you indeed. And we'll be right back with our musical guests, Marina Manoukian, Carrie Prescott, and John Walls, the Enlightenment Music Series Trio, when we come back right after this on the Life Changes Show.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We're back. I'm Filippo, sitting here with Mark, and of course, our guest, Peggy O'Neill. And joining us in the studio is the Enlightenment Music Trio. And this being our month of cello, I get to introduce the cellist first. Actually, he calls himself a violoncellist because he plays the violoncello. I think that would be like saying the pianoforte. Is it, John? Because pianoforte is what the instrument really is, but we just call it a piano.
Well, the violoncello is the full name, but we just call it the cello, and I refer to myself as a cellist.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Well, he's a violoncellist. I'm just teasing him because he's a celebrated soloist and chamber music artist known for his dazzling virtuosity and elegant musicianship. He has appeared as soloist with more than 150 symphony orchestras on over four continents. And John, you probably get tired of hearing people say this, but haven't you performed on over like 1,600 or is it 1,700 by now, Hollywood films?
Something like that. I've lost track.
You've lost track.
I've lost track.
Wow. Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here with us. Joining him is Carrie Prescott on viola. I'm going the other way around, as you see. And Carrie is a member of the LA Opera Orchestra, and she has played and accompanied Andrea Bocelli and Placido Domingo and Luciano Pavarotti. And she also has played on many, many motion picture soundtracks and TV soundtracks as well. And she's got her own chamber orchestra that potentially she'll be sharing about with us. And so we're happy that she's here. And Marina Manoukian founded the Enlightenment Music Series. She's a violinist, and she started her career at the young age of 11 years old with the Armenia Television Violin Ensemble, radio and television. And the LA Times said about her that Marina is a violinist extraordinaire whose virtuosity is exceeded only by her calmness and confidence, working through the intricacies with masterful grace and strength. So welcome all of you to the Life Changes Show. How come you all shook your heads when I introduced you each individually? It's who you are. You're amazing.
Thank you for your kind words of introduction, Filippo. And we'd like to thank Mark, also, and Dorothy and Brent for having our Enlightenment Music Series musicians, esteemed musicians, again, at your fabulous Life Changes Show. We're honored.
Well, we are honored too. And of course, Marina, we've had the pleasure of having you on a couple times, two or three, but this is the first time with John and the first time with Carrie. Carrie, what is your music series called? Your chamber?
Guaymas Island Chamber Music Series.
Guaymish?
Guaymas.
Guaymas.
Yes.
Where's that?
It's in the San Juan Islands of Washington State, up near the Canadian border. And it's a very small island.
I guess it is. And how do we find out about that?
I have a website.
And it is?
GuaymasChamberMusic.org.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to have to help us with the spelling. How do you spell Guaymas?
G-U-E-M-E-S.
Oh, that's not so bad. Yeah. G-U-E-M-E-S?
Yeah.
Okay.
ChamberMusic.org.
ChamberMusic.org. Yeah. Okay, great. Yeah. All right. And John, where do people get to hear you perform except everywhere?
Well, I play with Carrie at the opera. I'm the principal cellist of the LA Opera. My Pacific Trio performs all over the world. I teach it both at the Colburn School and at Idlewild Arts, and I'm a busy guy.
You know, you are, and one of the most beautiful things that I saw, I was at an event with a small group that is just starting out, and they were all these young people, and you were there supporting them in the audience, and then went up and talked to them, and I thought, wow, that busy guy, and you are supporting in the way that you do young instrumentalists that are up and coming. So thank you for doing that. More power to you.
Absolutely. In fact, I will be performing with some of those people at with Mike Kaufman's series in the Sunset.
What
series
do they call
in
it?
June.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll be performing with him then. So
yeah, awesome.
They're going to have one token old person on their series. So
if you're talking about yourself, I know how old you are. You're not that old, but anyway, but you've been around this business for a long time, and so have all of you. Really, kind of lending your talents to so much. And speaking about lending talents, Marina, what are we going to hear today?
Well, first of all, I would like to say that Los Angeles is a wonderful town to have so many great musicians, but I have to say these musicians are the absolute best, if not the best in the world. And
they
we're
awesome.
So blessed to have them for our music series and to be performing today at the show. So today we'll play a few snippets from the program, which is coming up on Saturday, April 21st.
And I'm looking forward to being there as the Master of Ceremonies.
Absolutely.
Thanks
and
for
we're
having
so.
Me back.
We can't wait. We're so happy and honored to have you as our wonderful MC. And we'll start with the program, in fact, is called Inspiration. And we will be performing pieces of composers who got their inspiration from other great musicians and composers and their teachers, people who were mentoring them at the time. So this particular one is by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. So young Mozart was very influenced by J.S. Bach. And he composed a series of six fugues and preludiums for string trio. This particular one is number 5, and we'll play the fugue.
Oh, wonderful. Well, here
Mozart's
is...
Mozart's music inspired by J.S. Bach's fugue.
Well, wonderful. Well, here's Marina Manoukian, Carrie Prescott, and John Walls performing live here on the Life Changes show here at Studio NoHo. Thank you so much, Marina Manoukian, Carrie Prescott, and John Walls. absolutely beautiful. If you want to learn more about each of them, we've got pages set up for each of them on our website. There are also videos there of them performing different things right on our pages. So go to the Life Changes Show, lifechangesshow.com. Marina Manoukian, Carrie Prescott, and John Walls. That was absolutely beautiful. And I have the pleasure of getting to introduce you all, and then normally I have to leave the stage, and then I don't get to be this close to the music. So this is amazing, especially John Walls is right next to me with the cello going, blah, 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 blah. I feel everything he's doing, and I love it. Thank you. How does that feel for you, John?
Good.
All right. Speaking, what are we gonna get to hear now?
Next piece will be Schubert's B flat major string trio, which he got inspired by listening to works of his teacher, his mentor, Salieri, who's actually known for being associated with Mozart, but then not in a good way. So Salieri was Franz Schubert's teacher. Music teacher. So this is the string trio in B flat major, his second trio, which unfortunately he himself, the composer, never had a chance to hear it live, performed by professional musicians. They were played by amateurs, but it's a wonderful piece. It's a great piece. And we'll play for you first movement.
Well, he certainly wouldn't have heard it played by you all. So what a pleasure to have you. And if you are inspired, come to the Enlightenment Music Series performance this coming weekend. Go to emusicseries.org. And here, live at Studio NoHo on the Life Changes Show, we have Marina Manoukian, Carrie Prescott, and John Walls performing the string trio in B flat major by Schubert. Thank you. man. Thank you so much. That was amazing. Marina Manoukian, Carrie Prescott, and John Walls. How beautiful was that? How beautiful. Well, go to our pages and find out where you could hear each of them and together this coming weekend at Enlightenment Music Series Organization Concert, emusicseries.org. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
And now I'm inspired. I'm inspired by Peggy. I'm inspired by all of you. If you are inspired too, thank you for being with us. Well, on behalf of all of us, we want to thank Brent Hahn here at Studio NoHo for making us all sound so good.
Thank you, Brent.
And then on behalf of our executive producer, Dorothy Donahue, our producer, Mark Lejeune, and myself, Filippo Voltaggio, your host, reminding you that as your life changes like ours surely did tonight, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.